the last question I said to Greg, I said, that might have been the best question that was asked. What's the significance of the the death and the resurrection? Would it have made any difference? Because John says that Jesus came to lay down his life for us. Would it have made any difference had he not rose again?
We would only have healing.
His blood was still shed.
Oh, you kind of got me.
Huh? Okay. What? I'm just throwing the question out, but that's a good point. Because Buddha's dead, Hindu's dead, Confucius is dead, people still, follow. People follow the religion. I'm not sure they worship the leader. Which is different with, And so God's still alive. I don't have an answer. It makes no difference at this point. But. No other religion talks about a relationship. It's a good point. Did you find it?
Well, now if Christ was preached, who has been raised from the dead, how does some among you say that there is no resurrection? If there is no resurrection of the dead, not even Christ was raised, and if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is vain.
Yeah, and I can't remember the verse exactly, but it says, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. So. If you get a chance, there's a lot of scripture references that are given in here tonight, and here we go. Jesus' arrest. It's recorded in John 18, 1 through 14, but also Matthew 26, 36 to 56. Some references if you want to write them down. Matthew 26, 36 to 56. Mark 14, 32 to 52. And Luke 22, 39 to 53. They all talk about and they all relate to his arrest. And there's also an interesting passage in Exodus 12, 21 to 28. And what that talks about is the significance of the Passover. And we're going to share a little bit about that this Sunday and about some of the different sacrifices and what they were. But the whole idea of the crucifixion was Jesus became the sacrificial lamb, for us and for life. So that's the, I think that's the key element that we want to remember. But, Greg had a point when he was talking about we wouldn't have had healing, but we wouldn't have had maybe salvation. And we stop and we talk about, you know, communion, and we take the bread and we take the juice, and we understand that his, you know, and I just have come to this, not just come to the realization, but I've realized how important it is of what the healing aspect was and is in communion. And there's more to just this than the celebration of his life and his death. There is healing and there is forgiveness in this. Now that may be contradictory to some theology. I really don't care. That's just me. But, you know, that's what he said. You know, he said that his body was broken, you know, and that, you know, for our healing. And I think that's significant. And one of the things that I keep talking about after service 2 or 3 weeks ago, Doug came up and he said, I never realized that. But we were talking about that and how there's so much out there that God has done for us that we don't realize. And how much is available for a person that will just seek him and just look to him. So we're gonna celebrate communion tonight. We're gonna take the opportunity to pray before we do it. But if you have a health issue, or someone in your life has a health issue, accept their healing. There's no reason why we can't use our faith for someone else. But be sure and share it with them. Don't just keep it to yourself. Our Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for this season of the year when we can stop, celebrate your life, and look to the fact that you are light, light in our lives, and you are who brings us life. So, Father, we are so thankful that you sacrificed your life, you sacrificed everything that you had to give us life. And although oftentimes we look at this communion table and we see the juice and we think about your death as being freedom from sin, we also think that when you took the bread and you broke it and you said, this is my body broken for you, that was something different than just the shedding of blood for the remission of our sins. So we're so thankful for that you did both for us. So Lord, we stop tonight and we pause and we celebrate this time and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name.